Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome. Glad you're with us here on what we call New Life Live, because we are live. And Dr. Jim Burns is here. Dr. Jill Hubbard is here. And we want you to call us, 1-800-229-3000. There's a bit of an echo, but they're going to take care of that by punching a little button there in the studio. 1-800-229-3000. Jill and Jim, welcome. Good to see you guys. And Jim, so happy to have you here. If people don't know, Jim and I were speaking partners. We were writing partners. We wrote for Focus on the Family. We did a book that became, in Australia, Drug Proof Your Kids became curriculum over there. And we've just had a great, great history together. Jim, I'm glad to see you.
Steve, I love being on this. Now, getting to be with Jill is wonderful, and even with you, my friend, it's
really
great.
Even so, with me?
Even with you.
Even with
well,
Steve,
don't,
but yeah.
Don't go too far.
I love the team. I've been doing this now for a couple of months, and I actually
I
look forward to it. And then there's Terry over here, who's always in a different Hawaiian t-shirt that nobody ever gets to see on YouTube, and I think he should be up front sometimes, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we've had a few fun speaking experiences in Hawaii, and Dan Chun and all the rest. And it's great to have you here. I want to mention that we do celebrate or acknowledge or observe the fact that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And while my wife is hoping that I become more aware of mine, we will continue to do what we can to raise that awareness. And, you know, mental health is a very subjective thing. And I really do believe when we say everybody's got something, I think that, you know, it's a fallen world and it's true. And if you don't think you have something, that's the something you ought to deal with. But let me tell you what we're going to do this Saturday. If you're not aware of this, we're doing a little workshop online, so you don't have to go anywhere, called Transforming Grief. And it's a double entendre because we're going to help people transform their grief into something very powerful, but also it is the grief that transforms us when we go through the grieving process. And experiencing grief and healthy grieving are two separate things. But we're gonna hit the road here. For instance, we're going to help people understand that when there is something to grieve, there's no need to try not to cry, and there's no need to act like you need to cry. You can just be you. And we're going to talk about a word that rhymes with grief, and this is such a killer for some people, is the word relief. Some people feel guilt and shame because they're relieved that the person died or went away or whatever. And so we're going to look at all these practical things and help you experience, very last session, something that maybe you're not experiencing in the full realm of its spectrum, and that is hope. Real hope. Not wishing, not wishful thinking, not false hope, but real hope. And if you want to sign up and join us, like I say, you don't have to go anywhere. It's online. Transforming Grief this Saturday. Go to our website, newlife.com, or you can just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Jill, you have a thought there before we go to the break?
How did you know? Yes. You know, sometimes you were talking about the relief. Sometimes the relief comes in that you can finally look at the relationship honestly after the person is gone.
So then
there's hope in moving forward.
Right. Thank you for that. All right. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Jim Burns here. Jim, your latest book is entitled, it's about adult kids. What's the title?
Doing Life with Your Adult Children, Keep Your Mouth Shut, and the Welcome Mat Out.
All right. We'll take a break and come right back for more New Life Live. Glad you're with us here today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. I mentioned this yesterday. We announced a brand new thing. It's a partnership that New Life has with Museum of the Bible and the Green Family and Inspire, another organization, and it's called Lumina. What we are creating is an experience at the Museum of the Bible in their World Theater that you won't ever forget. Nicole C. Mullen is going to be part of it. Jen Wilkins is going to be part of it, and others are going to be there. And then you're going to experience the Bible in a way that you couldn't experience it anywhere else. Here's the purpose, is to create a truth movement. Because women have such a tremendous impact in the home. Now they have it. And many folks over the course of COVID have discovered that what's being taught in schools, well, actually what's being promoted in schools, go against every value that we have. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing political about wanting your values to be accepted or at least acknowledged while other values are being literally promoted. And so we're wanting to impact the world, and I think women are the ones to do that. We always want men to step up and lead and do those things, but boy, the influence that women have in the school system, in the community, in the family. We're just going to empower you. We're going to equip you and inspire you with this immersive experience called Lumina. It's November the 3rd and the 4th this year. And you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We would love for you to talk to your women's ministry leader, or if you are one, get a busload of women and come be with us either November 3rd or the 4th. Nothing like this has ever existed, and we are really excited about it. Now, having said that, I want to also acknowledge one more thing. And by the way, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. But Jim and I both knew Peb Jackson well. He's one of the finest people that has ever lived, probably knew more people than eight people combined. And he passed away, and he's struggled with cancer for quite some time. And Jim, anything you want to say about Peb?
Well, you said it well. You know, so many people knew him, and all of us felt like we were his best friend because he had the ability to make you feel special.
He did.
And in just such a great way. And behind so many wonderful Christian organizations, yeah. Really, literally, he made such a difference in so many different organizations. And it's a sad day to lose him, and a happy day that he is with his Savior. And very inspirational. You and I were talking about this, but very inspirational in my wife Kathy's life. In fact, we probably wouldn't be married if it wasn't for Peb, because he got her to go to Azusa Pacific, where I ended up being. And the first day of school, I saw this girl, and I said, "I'm going to date that girl one day," and ended up marrying her. And it was Peb who got her to this to the school. And just what a beautiful man.
I didn't know that story.
Yeah.
I think it was his 60th birthday, or it could have been, 60th birthday in Colorado Springs. People literally, I know one guy flew in from South Africa. I mean, yeah. People flew in from all over the world to celebrate his birthday. Rick Warren was there, many other folks there. I was fortunate enough, I got to speak for a few minutes. And just, I've never seen a birthday party like that, where so many people decided, I've got to go and honor this man of great honor. And Peb was a guy of tremendous, tremendous integrity. And I am so privileged to have known him. And I really believe that guy is sitting there with Jesus right now. I know that to be true.
No doubt. And his wife, Sharon, wonderful, gave him up a lot so that he could be with so many different people. And he actually has a twin brother, Shell, who lives here in California. And I'm thinking about Shell today, too, because that's a tough one on him.
really is. So we pray for all those that are around Peb. We'll miss him greatly. And, you know, it does bring up the fact that we have losses here in this fallen mm-hmm. world. No matter how wonderful and great you are as a human being, you're not going to avoid loss. And the loss, it's easy to see that loss is associated with someone that we love dying, but loss can be so many other things. I remember, Jim, our good friend Rich Van Pelt.
Yep.
I didn't really understand the grief associated with the loss of a pet until he lost his wonderful dog. And I knew it was painful for folks, but you know, single guy, and I really came to understand that kind of loss, and have since been able to help some people with that kind of loss. But it's not a superficial thing. It is horrific to go through.
No, right. I mean, loss and crisis is self-defined, Jill. I mean, don't you think? I mean, it so what might be, I mean, a loss of a dog is, we kind of sometimes might laugh about some of that, but no, that's one of the deepest losses some people can have.
Well, yeah, because sometimes that's people's most intimate connection.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And a dog, a pet, is so accepting. It's where you really can feel loved and cared about. So, huge. I remember one time a neighbor showed up on my doorstep. He had been nursing his dog, and the dog died in the night, and he was a mess. And he said, can I please come in?
Yeah.
So we sat and chatted. Yeah.
Right.
All right. You know, my call screener, it doesn't work. It's not connected to the internet.
Oh, well, we have lots of people.
And how about you guys pick a caller, and we'll go there. Who do you want to talk to first?
Okay.
Anybody's
Terry,
fine.
Could you just pick someone for us?
And who did Terry pick?
Okay, it's hard. I can't see it. So, hello?
We are a professional group,
yes,
even though this sounds very amateurish. So
it's Andrea. Andrea is our first caller.
Yeah. Andrea.
Andrea, how you doing?
Sorry, Andrea.
Andrea, how are you today? Are you today, Andrea? Are you there? Andrea's not there.
This is the beauty of live radio, right?
Let's pick someone else and talk with them, since Andrea's not there. Maybe we'll get to her later on. Just pick another person, Terry. And by the way, if you want to watch the confusion, you can join us on YouTube. It's absolutely stunning.
Our glasses don't work.
I can see John. We have John.
Okay.
Calling from
John,
Baton
how
Rouge.
Are you doing today? Steve Arterburn here with Jim Burns and Jill Hubbard. How are you? John's having a problem getting through today. Terry, what's going on here? I'm just...
So we have lots of calls, but...
But he's not able to connect us with a caller. So that happens sometimes.
So don't hang up. Hold on.
Yeah. So let us know, Terry, when you get that figured out. And I want to tell you about, since we've got a moment here, I want to tell you about a little gift we have for anybody that gives us a gift of any amount. It's 100 days to freedom from anger. Now, like when the calls don't work, of course, I could be angry, but I'm not. I'm just
or when I can't see the board.
Frustrated and hoping that we get it figured out really soon. But this is a wonderful book, and you know, we had these people come together and say, here's $700,000. We want you to match this. We want to double this. Wow. And if you give any amount, I'll send you this daily devotional. It is fantastic. And look at what R.C. Sproul says about anger. He says, anger is not in itself sinful, but it may be the occasion for sin. The issue of self-control is the question of how we deal with anger. Violence, tantrums, bitterness, resentment, hostility, and even withdrawn silence are all sinful responses to anger. You know, if you struggle with anger, there's hope for you. We can help you with it. This little devotional will, any amount, I'll send it to you, our way of saying thank you. And, you know, I've just been so blessed. I have many other problems, but anger has not been one. In fact, the other day I was kind of raised my voice, and my kids started laughing because they thought I was faking being upset because I don't get angry. Anyway, 1-800-229-3000. You can't get through, and we won't talk to you, but you can
please
try here. And Terry's going to let us know when it's all good, and we'll go back to the calls. But in the meantime, Larry Sonnenberg has saved us, and he's come in with a testimony and wants to talk about that matching fund. Go ahead, Larry. Do your thing.
Okay. First, thank you, everybody who has given and will give to this match. It's an enormous match, and if we get it matched by the end of May, God is an amazing God. He's on the throne. He'll make it happen. He made it happen, so a group of donors gave $706,420. And it scares me in my humanness, but I know God is faithful, and he'll come through.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you would give to that, thank you. Let me read you. This is what Barb wrote. She said, I have been a member of New Life, Club New Life, for years. It doesn't matter exactly how many years, as it matters how much your ministry has impacted our family. Thank you. And then she lists the ways that we've impacted. Books, books, books. Rehab in Phoenix for our daughter, saved her life. Radio program. Gifts that you've given through the years. My favorite is a starfish.
Oh, I love that.
The call center. I called for a Christian counselor, followed up with her for over a year. You email daily devotionals every day. CDs. I played them until our player broke. The kind thank you calls. A conference in D.C. my husband attended. Every Man's Battle book. We still use Bounce Your Eyes. New Life is woven into the fabric of our family's present mature spiritual wellness. We're way past the baby stage. You pushed. You challenged. I hope you all can comprehend your ministry's value to us and those we've shared your resources with. We praise God for y'all.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Larry.
They've really taken in a lot, done a lot that we have to offer,
There's a lot that happens at New
there
Life.
There is.
And it's God's exclamation point by the Holy Spirit responding to people that are doing things. And you can have that same thing. We can help you in many ways. This radio program ministers to people. It's hard to imagine just how a voice on a box, listening to what you guys do, it's amazing. Workshops, counselors, she referenced. There is a lot that can happen through this ministry. So
go ahead there.
Look forward to you giving us a call, and that's the beginning of making something happen.
Ever since we started, we have been in partnership with people who have helped us financially. New Life started by some people putting in a couple of million dollars to start New Life. And today, I look back over the history, there have been major donors who have done just amazing things for New Life. But consistently, there have been the Club New Life members who've been the foundation and just, $30 a month, $30 a month. And then even the folks that have, we've been inspired by people who have not had much at all. And they've given a huge portion of that to us. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the Sermon on the Mount, where the woman, she gave it all. That is a powerful thing. And so we will send you this wonderful book, 100 Days to Freedom from Anger, saying thank you. But I say thank you, anybody that's ever given to us, thank you for getting us to this point. These are great days in the life of New Life. We just have never, it's just, we're just shaking our heads and grateful. And a lot of that is because the work Larry's done and others with him. A lot of it's the folks like Jill and Jim that work with us and you who listen, support, pray, and give. We are thankful for that. Now, you haven't given enough for us to have a phone line that works today. So we are now starting the phone line fund. And we will send you a little tiny baby telephone as our way of saying thank you for getting us connected. Oh, there's the music. Maybe we can fix this thing at the break. Don't go away. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be here another 1 hour and 39 minutes and 50 seconds. We'd love to talk with you. Dr. Jim Burns, he is the author of Doing Life with Your Adult Kids. And he talks about not talking, keeping the welcome mat out, even though you're kind of glad they don't live with you anymore. And then Dr. Jill Hubbard, of course, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Great, great book to give to your adult children so that they will finally forgive you for what you did to them. All that is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll take a break and come back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're rebooting. You know, it happens sometimes, this technology that we have to deal with. It does mess us up. Let me give you a verse here that might help you today. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the very comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." God comforts us in our darkest times so that we are able to have strength to give others help and strength during their worst times. I'll tell you, this is a ministry where we have watched people go through the worst of struggles and then rise up and serve others. They give, they support, they go to workshops, they volunteer. It's just incredible. And many of us, as in me especially, have had tremendous problems, and now we have a passion to help others. You know, I wanted to use the phrase, no one else liked it, "We love hurting people." But it just, you know, it didn't work. But the point is, if you're hurting, we want to be here for you. Someone said we're like the Dirty Jobs of Christian community. Mm-hmm. We want the tough things. And we're not a ministry that's looking for people to feel better. We want transformation so that things change and they don't go back again. And so if you know somebody that needs us, if you need us, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we will be there for you, just like we're going to be there for this caller that has finally come through. Let's see. If this doesn't work, I may have to leave the program. But let's go to Robin, Chino Hills, listening on KKLA. Robin, how you doing? And thanks for being there for us.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, and you have no idea how thrilled we are to hear your voice.
Well,
what's going on in your life?
One thing, first of all, I'm Robin from San Jose, and I listen on KFAX, so
okay.
It's okay.
All right.
At least I got close.
We were close.
Yeah, of course. Okay, anyway, I'm 63, and I'm single, and I live alone in a small apartment. And I was so blessed to receive a scholarship for this Transforming Grief workshop that's coming up on Saturday.
Wonderful.
And it's wonderful. And I've done a lot of other workshops in the past, but never online. I mean, I've done Zoom interviews and such, but I've never done a workshop online. And I've never also done any grief work. But I'm in trauma therapy for having high ACEs with a Christian counselor, and I have an exorbitant amount of loss in my life. And I'm just really, I'm very concerned about how do I prepare my heart and my home to do this full-day workshop without having anybody that's nearby for support, and this is such a highly emotional and intense subject, and I don't know what to expect and how to prepare.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robin, I'm so glad that you're coming, and certainly understand that kind of anxiety that you would have. I'll just say this, you know, we've never lost anyone yet. No one's ever blown up or disintegrated over just too intense. And so it's going to be safe for you. And you're not going to have to do this alone. One of the things that we do afterwards is that we have a sustained healing group that you can be part of. And then there are other support groups that you can be part of. So nobody has to leave that day and just be alone. And then the thing that separates all of our intensives from others is that you'll hear me speak, Becky Brown's going to speak, others will speak, but then you go into a group, mm-hmm. and you're with a licensed clinical Christian therapist that is going to help you process what you just heard. So you're not on your own to kind of think it through and figure it out. So I think it's going to be a great day of healing for you, Robin. And we've been doing this a long time. This is a new subject for us. But every workshop we do, it seems like that the grief work that hasn't been done comes to the surface. And so that's why we're doing this. But I would say to you, your humility of heart is a great preparation already. Jill, you have a thought here?
Well, yeah. So, Robin, you're not going to just be sitting in a lecture or a class, right? There are times of listening, but it's not just passive. You are going to participate. And when you're in the groups, other people are in the same boat. So there, people have reported, Steve, there is that sense of community that you get from the group process, even over Zoom. So I think what Steve is saying, that feeling of not being alone, you will be surprised at how much you will feel with others, even though you're sitting in your apartment by yourself.
Yeah. So I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you, I don't know if you have it, but I'm going to send you a couple of books here that I think help in the process. One is Healing is a Choice. I think that, you know, one of the choices is the choice to grieve. Also, Take Your Life Back, and so that you are the decision maker of your life. If you haven't turned that over to anybody else, we'll get that to you. And then I'll send you this little 100 Days to Freedom from Anger. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. I think you're going to be glad you did it. You won't regret it. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and millions of Americans are living with mental illness or know someone who is. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're featuring a sale on books, CDs, and devotions to help you with topics like depression, codependency, fear and anxiety, and a whole lot more. You can visit our online store at newlife.com for resources to both help you grow personally and to better understand those struggling with their mental health.
We are back. You know, that scripture, 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. I mean, God doesn't want any pain to ever go to waste. And he wants to help you. He uses people to help others. And then you can reach out and help other people. What a fulfilling thing for you to watch somebody move out of the same quagmire you were in, to see them make a difference in their life because you decided to reach out and help them. That's what God wants for all of us. Well, let's go to Beth. Beth is calling from Colorado Springs, and she listens to KGFT. And Beth, welcome to New Life Live. How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing Hi. Well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm okay. We have a little allergy problem there, but we can talk about that later. So how could we help?
Do we have to?
No, we don't.
Okay. Our adult daughter is married to a woman. We don't live close in proximity.
Okay.
They would like to come and visit and expect to stay in the same bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I just, my question for you, is that a compromise of our faith to allow that?
Yeah, you know, that's, of course, the reason you're calling. It's a tough question, mm-hmm. and it's a good question. Jim happens to be an expert in these adult children things, and so while I'm trying to think of something to come up with, I'm going to have Jim to start here. Because let me just say this. It's not a yes or no in every situation. And there are people that are listening that would say, well, you just don't let them do it. We want to give you support in what you do. Jim, what are your thoughts here?
Beth, you'd be surprised how many times this question comes to me because I speak on this subject all the time about doing life with your adult children. Amazing amount of times. And first of all, what I say is what Steve just used the word support. And I think even though we might be repulsed by a decision they made or they violated our values, we have to be the people who can kind of come and support, because if they crash and we're not there, they're not going to come to us. So what I always say to parents is, do they know what you believe? Yes. Do they know how you feel? Sure, they know how we feel. Okay, then broaden the subject. But still, the question that you ask was, do they come into our house and sleep in the same bedroom? I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. For me, I'll just tell you what we'd do. We would say, you know, in our home, we love you guys, we care for you guys, but in our home, this doesn't happen. Like it would not happen with if a boyfriend or girlfriend came home and, you know, they were not same sex. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen, and we want to tell you we love you and we care for you. In fact, I went so far once with one of our relatives to say, if you feel totally uncomfortable, we'll actually pay for a motel. We just don't do it in our home. That's just our deal, and if it's weird, I'm sorry. You know what? They ended up being fine about it. But there are other people who would say, sure, we're not going to cause a big stink, and we're going to, you know, have them do that. And so I think that's where discernment comes in. And this is going to sound crazy, but as more of a pastoral person, I think this is where the discernment of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. will help you. And, you know, neither answer is going to be wonderful for you, because it's going to be harsh or hard, but you mm-hmm. still go with what, you know, God kind of tells you to do. And you show extra love mm-hmm. In this case. That's my opinion.
So at a certain point, when people have, they know what you believe, but they've made a choice to have a different value system. Right. It's not that you condone it, and surely they know that you don't condone it, right? But sometimes you have to be Jesus to them instead of preaching at them.
And what's interesting is I agree with you, Jill, mm-hmm. too, that we can do it, but somebody else may take a different view, and they're not wrong either. That's what's interesting in this case.
No. No. Okay. So it's looking at that, because you want to keep the relationship open, because I know so many people who have been in gay relationships that over time realize, you know what? This isn't right.
Right.
Okay. So mm-hmm. here's a different angle for you. You would say to her, honey, you know that we have accepted this. That's why we've invited you to come and visit. You know that we accept you. We accept your partner. You don't even have to say, you know, we don't think it's right, but we accept you. She knows you don't think it's right. But you say, we've accepted you.
Right.
And I'm going to ask you to accept me. And the me that I'm wanting you to accept is just a little too uncomfortable with having you stay in our home. And I want to pay for you to have a hotel. It doesn't mean that I'm rejecting you or your partner, but we've just come to a place where we love you, we accept you, but we don't think at this stage that we can let you stay here in our home. And I hope and pray that just as we have come to accept you and this, that you could accept us and accept this gift of a hotel room where you'll probably have a much better time being there than if you were staying in our home. Now, having said that, I want to give people a different perspective. Let's say that your adult child has had a partner for 20 years. Your adult child is 70 and the partner is 75. And your child is wanting to come and see you before they die of cancer. And their partner is the one that is committed to staying up all night and doing what needs to be done to take care of the health of your child. See, that's a little different perspective. That's not about coming into our house and having sex in one of our beds. So I'm just saying that there are certain situations where compassion and love might give you a different perspective. Now, I just hope that that helps you. And I don't think you should feel badly about inviting this couple, your child and partner, to come and visit. And I don't think you should feel one bit of shame or anything of not wanting them to spend the night in the home. So tell me what you're thinking after you've heard these perspectives.
We've given you three different ways to look at it.
Of course, I appreciate each and every one.
Yeah, it's hard.
We have a very close relationship with our daughter, and of course, this has damaged that relationship.
Sure.
So, my biggest fear is that, that even what you had recommended, Steve, that would obliterate a relationship, and because they are just so sensitive, and I think they want the acceptance so much. So my husband and I are on different comfort levels. He feels a little bit more stronger that we should put the burden back on them, possibly even say to them, you know how we feel about this, that this isn't what we feel is God's best for you. So if you're okay staying here knowing that, I mean, you know, that's something that my husband and I have discussed, and that's kind of something that we might feel more comfortable talking to them about in that regard.
So tough, and I hear what you're saying there, that that in your mind, in your husband's mind, as long as they understand the way you feel, that you might let them stay. And it's a really, really tough issue because they don't think that what they're doing is wrong. They think it's right. Jill, what were you going to say?
Well, I think the idea of like, sweetheart, we don't want to be dismissive of you. That is our fear. And we value our closeness in relationship. But your dad and I are just not quite there in our process of all of this, right? Or we're still on the path of figuring this out for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to figure out what's going to be most comfortable for all of us, because each of us have sensitivities here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so tough, and it's so easy for someone who's never been in this situation to
give a black and white answer.
Right. So I hope something we've said is helpful, and I just pray that you're going to have wisdom, discernment, and that it's going to be accepted by you.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number. And let's go right over here and talk with John. He is calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. John, you are on. How you doing today?
What's up?
You're on.
Hey,
how
guys,
you doing?
How y'all doing today?
Doing all right.
Hey, I have a question.
kind of a long story, so I'll just keep it short. My wife's mother came over about a couple months ago and was verbally assaulting my wife and then physically assaulted her. Mm-hmm. And my wife was being pinned down to the ground, and she had to fight the only way she could to save herself because she was basically suffocating. So she grabbed her mom's neck, got her off. Then her mother called the police from our house, and my wife was arrested. Now she's facing a felony charge. And she's also grieving the loss of her mother, who she's not allowed to talk to through the courts, and her mother also won't take any blame for what she did.
Yeah.
And she's telling all of her family that it was basically my wife's fault and that this is what's good for her.
Let me ask you this. Has anyone ever witnessed another incident where your wife's mother was aggressive or belligerent, seemingly out of control, whether there was any kind of physical stuff or not? Has anybody else seen any of that in her?
Yeah. My wife's dad, who they're divorced now from the mom, and also my wife's brother, they were physically abused as children.
Okay. And well, so here's my thought.
Everyone is aware of that history.
Okay, here's my thought. You say to your wife, the thing I need you to do, honey, is delay grieving over your mother and not having contact with her and all of that. Because what we're going to do is we're going to go to work on you not being found guilty of a felony that you did not commit. We're going to be lining up witnesses and our court case so that essentially the charges will be dropped, because the prosecutor will see that they can't win this case with family members saying, I was abused by this woman, and the other things that your very expensive and very good attorney is going to do. But this is where you use the 401k money to get the best attorney you can in this situation. Do you kind of get what I'm saying here?
Yeah, and we have a lawyer. We got a lawyer on this case. We're waiting to hear back from the the sheriff's department whether or not they're going to take this to the district attorney and file felony charges, or if they're going to take it to the clerk and file.
Well, be sure your attorney knows everything you've told me and more, so that when that attorney is talking to the sheriff's office, they get the picture. This is not going to work in front of a jury, so we're going to drop these charges. Now, that's what I wanted to say about your situation. Did you have a question that you want us to answer?
It was kind of how to help her emotionally, because it's tough. She's really strong, but there are times when, she's just really grieving. And she said, the words basically like, I feel like I've lost my mother, like she's gone.
She lost her mother a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And what she needs to do is lose the idealized version of her mother in her head. Her mother is a toxic human being, and her mother is abusive. And there's this this thing of victimhood where you're drawn. You have kind of a trauma bond with the person that's hurting you so much. And that's the kind of stuff you can help her see and let her cry and moan and weep to you. But don't let her become weak in her thoughts about her own value and the need for you guys to step up the defense and get this thing thrown out.
Well, and John, I think it's the hope of having the mother that you wanted and needed. If we're still in relationship, maybe mom will grow. Maybe mom will see the light. If I do all the right things, maybe she won't be abusive anymore. And I think this just shattered that for your wife. And so it's the loss of really that false hope and seeing more clearly that mom has major problems. I mean, this is severe, that she would come over, attack, turn it around, and call the police and send her daughter to jail. That, you know, it's one thing if she's upset and she's reactionary, and that's not okay. But to go through, it's almost like it's plotted out, right? It's a scenario that mom is playing out from her, perhaps her past trauma, but it's not safe for your wife. So, but I think emotionally, that's tough. And so there's a lot of sitting with helping her in the midst of that reality. That the mom she hoped would come around isn't there and isn't going to be there.
And quite frankly, your wife should not ever be in the presence of her mother again unless the mother gets real help and you see a major transformation, because she could do the same thing at any moment. So I think the days of her just coming on over to visit, all of that needs to be dealt with and done. And I'm glad she's got you there to help her sort this out, because this is one of those situations you just never plan on this kind of thing happening.
Hey, John, your job is to not fix this relationship with her mother. Your job is to come alongside her, and sounds like you're doing a good job with that. But again, you know, the answer for you is to come alongside, listen, care, and then get her the help. I mean, the experience that you've just said in terms of even the abuse early on, that means she needs to work through that with counseling, even if she's done it before. It's like an onion peel. And your job is to be there and support and care for her. In some ways, you're going to be the Jesus with hands and feet and maybe some lips to help her become the kind of person that her mom was never going to allow her to be because of her mom's dysfunction and toxic nature. So you don't have to fix that relationship between her and her mom.
So let me send you Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. I think that's going to help your wife, and you be sure you get the support and connection you need so that you can be that strong person for her in this very, very tough time. Well, we are going to do another program right after this, 1-800-229-3000 to join us. If you want to join us online, the virtual Transforming Grief Workshop this Saturday, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. The following weekend, May 13th, Every Man's Battle is going to be in Southern California in Orange County. If you need to come on May 13th, you could begin a whole brand new life for yourself, full of integrity and self-respect. Maybe you've been married or in a relationship with someone that needs this. About 75% of the people that come, it's the other person that calls first. So do that. Pick up the phone and call. On July 15th, Restore is happening in Dallas. That's for any person who's been hurt by someone with a sexual integrity problem. And then Intimacy in Marriage, July the 22nd in Washington, D.C., and that's where the Museum of the Bible is located, and the Lumina event is going to be November 3rd and 4th at Museum of the Bible. We love you. We thank you for listening. 1-800-229-3000 to join us in the next hour.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.